We've had to do a lot in the last several months to yield to one another. You know what I mean when I say yield? In order to stay in an acceptable distance from others. I found myself at a store the other day and I was doing my shopping and I found myself at the end of every aisle having to kind of stop and step back and let this woman who was pushing a cart turn the corner and come up the aisle as I would go out. And we just kept passing each other and trying to stay a good safe distance apart. And after, I guess, a few frustrating passes for her, she points to the floor and says, "You're going the wrong way." Now I recognize I was the one in the wrong. I had not noticed the arrows on the floor. But I felt like, until that moment, that we were both yielding to one another, working together, you know, making it work. But evidently it wasn't working for her. She felt like I was in her space and not following the rules. Now, I said last week that I was a rule follower, but I'm going to confess to you right here and now that I didn't change the direction I was going. I only had two rows left, and well, I just kept going the same way I was going, passing that same lady two more times. Now, I know it was not the right thing to do, but it's what I did. And as I began to think about this passage and the scripture, it really made me think about the choices that I make every day. This passage is really rather difficult to read. I admit I struggled as a youngster, wondering how that when we became Christians, how can we be dead to sin? Is it really possible for us to die to sin? When we're raised to walk in a new life, in a life with Christ, should we be perfect? Should we be without sin? It's taken me a good while to get this straightened out in my brain. I've gone through several different ideas in my lifetime. I'm not sure I'm on my final idea, but I do think I have a better feel for what Paul was saying, or at least how I hear him. Before our relationship with Christ, it's in our nature to sin. From the beginning of time, we just do. That doesn't mean that newborn babies are born full of sin. That doesn't mean that if a baby's not baptized, they're at risk of going to hell if something tragic happens to them. It just means that man, since Adam and Eve, yes, I'm giving Adam top billing on this one, but since the beginning of time, humans have lived in sin. That also doesn't mean that every non-Christian does everything wrong. It just means that they're living for themselves, not for Christ. And when we make that decision to follow Christ, we yield ourselves to God. We begin to recognize that with everything we do, we have a choice to make. We have a choice to follow what Christ would have us do, or follow our own human desires or choices. Just like when I stepped back and allowed the woman to move freely without me hindering. When we yield ourselves to God, we pull back on our own reins and we say, "God, we want you to take the lead. We want you to flow freely and move in and through us." Now, my response at the store last week was a perfect example of what it's like when we as Christians don't really follow through on our commitment to Christ. We sometimes stop and say, wait, I'm going to do this my own way. Sometimes we actually consciously make a choice. And sometimes we just act without thinking, and we do things our own way, not God's. Part of what is needed in our relationship with Christ is to spend more and more time immersed in God's Word, learning what God wants from us. We need to spend more and more time in conversation with Christ, both speaking and listening. And we need to spend more and more time in fellowship with other Christians. And we need friends that can hold us accountable for the things that we do and the things that we say. The more and more time we spend growing with God, the more and more those decisions become clearer. The more time we spend in conversation with Christ, the less we want to stray from His teachings. The more and more time we spend in relationship with one another, and the more honest we are with one another, the more our lives begin to make that turn towards being Christ-like. I found myself after that encounter at the store kind of beating myself up. Why didn't I just turn around and go the correct direction? I knew the reason the aisles were labeled, but they just weren't labeled clearly. I hadn't seen them when I'd gone in the door. I'd gone to the very far right side of the store, and I'd gone up and down and up and down. It seemed like a logical path. Look, I'm still trying to justify my actions. The truth is, I didn't see it. I felt silly. I felt guilty. I had done the whole thing wrong. And rather than correct my ways, I just stuck to the wrong path that I was on. Instead of stopping, admitting to myself and maybe to others that I had done it wrong, and turning around and correcting my ways. Was I committing a terrible sin that afternoon? I don't know. Could I have handled the situation better? Sure. When we take that plunge into baptism with Christ, we're raised to walk in a new life with Christ. Not to follow Christ, not to imitate Christ, but to walk with Christ on this earth. To do what I need to know that the choices I make are just that. They're choices. I get to choose. But those choices reflect on the Christ that I claim to walk with. In the light of all that has been happening in our world, we need to be cognizant of the fact that our actions do make an impact. They do reflect on our Creator and our Redeemer, God. May we always recognize our impact in this world. And may we seek to make a true difference for God in the life we live and the choices we make and the path that we walk. Amen and amen.